We want to believe that God is going to do something as we pray. God is going to move. God is going to change some things on our behalf. He is going to give us something great for us to understand, for us to be able to see our way, to be able to see the things that He has promised, not just simple things, but great and mighty things that He has promised us, knowing that His promises are yes and amen. And also that as we come into prayer, we come not in our own righteousness, and we also take a posture of faith to believe that God hears our prayer, that God has the ability and the capacity to be able to do things in accordance to what we are asking for. He has the ability, He has the willingness, and He has the resources to be able to do what needs to be done, that God hears and that God is willing, and that God is going to do something great for somebody in this season of life. We know that His promises are yes and amen in Him. Because they are yes and amen in Him, we believe that whatever God has promised, God will do. That which He has said He will perform, God will perform. That whatever He does is going to be exceedingly, abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. He is going to supersede our expectations. And tonight I really want to rest our prayer on the fact that God is our shield. He is our defender. He is our protector. He is our refuge. He is our fortress. His word says the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and they are safe. And actually putting it within this particular context, that you and I are involved in a battle that is not physical, even though its consequences and its manifestations are in the physical realm, but we are dealing with a spiritual entity, a spiritual force that is designed to oppose us, that is designed to bring hurt and harm, piggybacking on what Jesus revealed to us in John 10:10. When it says the enemy comes, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. We have an enemy whose objective, as I've said, is to steal, kill, and destroy. But we have a God who came to give us life, not just life, but to give us life more abundantly. And I believe it because God has chosen to give us the abundance of life. Great things are going to happen as the sons and daughters of God pray. The enemy has no power. God has given us a promise that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And God has also given us a revelation that we are not ignorant of the tactics, or we are not ignorant of the wiles of the devil. But we have been given revelation, insight, and understanding. Not only to know who He is, not only to know that we are engaged in a warfare, but God has equipped you and I to be able to engage warfare in that dimension, not from a place of defeat, but from a place of victory, knowing that Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. Somebody just say hallelujah, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God, for the pulling down of strongholds, for everything that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, that it will be brought low, that God always goes before us to make the crooked places straight, to bring down the mountains and raise up the valleys, that God is the one who gives our hands to fight and our fingers to war, that God is the one who empowers the weapons of our warfare, says they are mighty through God. And as we pray tonight, I believe that God is going to address certain things in our lives that the enemy has been trying to do and implement to hinder our progress, to hinder our elevation, to hinder us experiencing what God created for us. The Bible says he has given us, God has given us all things pertaining to life. And the enemy is trying to make sure that we do not enjoy the things that God has apportioned to us. Things such as peace, joy, prosperity. The enemy is always in the midst of trying to ensure that we do not enjoy those things that we obtained on the cross of Calvary. But tonight, I thank God that there is blood that is on the mercy seat. And that blood is not just to give us access into the presence of God, but that blood is our weapon of warfare against our adversary. The Bible says the blood of Jesus in Hebrews 12:24 thereabout speaks yet better things concerning you and I. In the book of Revelation, we are told we overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Brothers and sisters, wherever you are and whatever you are going through, no matter what the enemy is bringing your way, I want you to know that the blood of Jesus is raising up a warfare against your adversary. Your adversary will not prevail because your victory is in the blood of Jesus. The Bible, as I say, tells us we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities, wickedness and rulers that are ruling in high places. But I want you to know that no matter how high they are in authority and rank in their dimension, in their kingdom, there is the superior blood of Jesus that is warring on your behalf, and that blood is continually speaking and declaring your victory in the name of Jesus. God has his angels going forth, fighting for you, even in times and spaces when you do not see, you do not feel accomplished. God has sent forth his angels to fight for you, to war on your behalf, and to establish victory according to his word. But as I said, we are wrestling not against flesh and blood, but there are people that have made themselves available for the employ or for the use of the kingdom of darkness, maybe because of their ignorance, maybe because of their jealousy and resentment of you. They feel that they are empowered to do whatever they are doing as a source of relief, because as long as you are suffering, then they are doing well. But tonight we want to serve notice to our adversaries that our God, the God of war, is clothing himself in garments of war, and he is going to fight for us. He is going to fight on our behalf. He is going to disempower those spirits and principalities that have been empowering, that have been the power behind what our adversaries have been doing. They have been strategically positioned by the adversary to be a front of whatever he is doing, so that we are distracted to think that we are fighting against our brothers and sisters, neglecting the fact that they are just agents that are being used to deploy whatever the enemy has designed. I pray that tonight every power that is behind those who are troubling you, God will contend with tonight. That the blood of Jesus will bring separation between those who are warring against you and that which is empowering them. Every demonic agenda that they have set out to impose upon your life, we declare and we decree tonight in the name of Jesus that the blood is disempowering them, that the blood is bringing into confusion the counsel of our adversary. Somebody say hallelujah. is putting confusion in whatever they have conceived to war against you. God is exposing their strategy. Whatever they have conceived in darkness, may the light of God shine and bring those things out in the open, so that when you open up your mouth to speak, you are not speaking in ignorance, but you are releasing a word of power and authority to hinder, to stop, to prohibit whatever the enemy is trying to do. He may have designed something to war against your sons and your daughters, but tonight, by the authority that is in the superior blood of Jesus, we declare and we decree that those things that they have determined will not prevail. We declare that there is a covering over our sons and our daughters, and that covering is the blood of the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world. That God is establishing a hedge of protection around them, that the enemy will not be able to penetrate. Somebody say hallelujah. That they are covered by the blood of Jesus, covered in their health by the blood of Jesus, covered in their thoughts by the blood of Jesus, covered in their coming and in their going by the blood of Jesus, that everything that concerns them, it is covered by the blood of Jesus. As we pray, God, whatever legal right the enemy has been claiming to war against our sons and our daughters, we command that right nullified by the blood of Jesus. Father, they are blessings you gave to us, and your word says the blessings of the Lord, they make it rich, and they do not add any sorrow with them. Therefore, Father, we declare that because if they are in pain, we are in pain. If they are sorrowful, we are sorrowful. But God, we declare tonight, standing in our governmental position as coverings and custodians over their lives, the enemy will not prevail against them. The enemy will not cause confusion to come over them. The enemy will not rob them of their health. The enemy will not rob them of their prosperity. The enemy will not rob them of their joy. He will not rob them of their peace, because they are covered by the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we praise you that God, in every arena where the enemy has been attacking, God, today we declare that, God, there is a counteractive force that is going forth to stop every advancement of the enemy for your praise and for your glory. God, where the enemy has been able to go through the walls, we declare tonight in the name of Jesus, there is a pushback coming. The angels of God are being dispatched and deployed against the strategy of the enemy that has been set to war against our sons and our daughters. Father, we thank you and we praise you that, God, even at their jobs, God, the enemy has been scheming. But tonight we send a word, let the light of God shine over that situation. And let every lie, every deceit, O God, be brought out in the open. God, that which the enemy intended to do, may it befall on him in the name of Jesus. God, every lie he has spoken, God, may it be exposed for the lie that it is. God, every scheme that he has designed to bring them to shame, God, let it be turned around and reversed in the name of Jesus. Instead of shame coming over our sons and our our daughters. Let glory be their portion, and let shame come upon those who have been desiring to bring destruction over their lives. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Every tongue, God, that has been gossiping concerning them, oh God, we command it shut in the name of Jesus. God, the pleasure that they have been getting from spreading the rumors, God, let that pleasure now, God, turn into bitterness in the name of Jesus. For your praise, oh God, and for your glory, for your word declares, oh God, if God be for us, then who can be against us? God, we stand on that word in the name of Jesus. God, you are the one who said by your word, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We stand on that word tonight in the name of Jesus. You are the one who said to us by your word, when the enemy comes in like a flood, oh God, you are going to raise up a standard against him. We say, oh God, tonight let there be a standard that is raised up against our adversary for your praise and for your glory. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we exalt you for the great things you are doing even in this hour. When the enemy has been whispering that God has forgotten us, that God is not concerned about us, God, we declare to be a lie that it is. Somebody say hallelujah in the name of Jesus. The word of God declares that whichever tongue rises up against you in judgment, you shall condemn. Father, we declare every tongue that has been risen up, O God, against us, we condemn it in judgment in the name of Jesus. We dispossess it of its power. We dispossess it of its authority. God, we declare and we decree that like you did in the days of old in the book of Numbers when the children of Israel were getting into the promised land, and the king of Moab raised up a prophet to curse them. Yet you said by your word, O God, who can curse what God has blessed? Father, we speak your blessing now over our sons and our daughters. God, because you have blessed them, O God, no man can curse them. Somebody say hallelujah. Because the blessing of God is over their lives, in their coming and in their going, in the field and in the city. They are blessed beyond measure for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. And Father, I pray for every man, every woman on this line tonight. I declare that the grace of God is upon their lives. That God, your covering is adequate enough to cover them in every season, in every situation. God, the blood has sufficient power to repel every attack of the adversary. God, where the enemy has been speaking death, oh God, we declare tonight those words have no power. In their place, God, we speak life in the name of Jesus. When the enemy said you are going to die, we declare that is a lie from the pit of hell. You are going to live. You are going to declare the goodness of God in the land of the living in the name of Jesus. For the enemy is not the one who has numbered your days. You are going to live your days that God has numbered concerning you. You will not die before your time in the name of Jesus. I declare tonight that the joy the enemy has been trying to steal from you, God is restoring it and God is multiplying it. Receive your multiplied joy in the name of Jesus. But what is joy if joy cannot be enjoyed in the presence of of God. What joy would it be if it cannot be received and lived in the midst of peace? Therefore, I declare tonight, wherever you are, no matter how hard the things have been, no matter how brutal the warfare has been, we declare the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding to be your portion in this season. I know that the storms may be raging against you, but the peace of God that is inside of you, may it now arise and overshadow whatever is going on the outside. I know that the enemy has amassed an army against you, but I declare that God will bring you to this moment of remembrance, that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, that your joy does not find its genesis in the condition of what is around you, but it is a joy that is coming from eternity, that is being placed in you, that no man can take, no circumstance can change. It is a joy from God. I know that right now you may be in a place of weakness, but we spoke of that joy that is coming from eternity into your life, where Author declared that the joy of the Lord is your strength. You are being strengthened in this hour because the joy of the Lord is being shared abroad in your heart. In the name of Jesus, somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I remember in the days of old, they will say, I plead the blood of Jesus. But they will go even further to say, devil, the blood is against you. Father, tonight we pray that the blood is against our adversary. We declare that the blood is against our enemy, God. The enemy will not have his way, but God will have his way with us and in us, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that there is an outbreak of revelational understanding that yes, all power in heaven and in earth belongs to our God. The enemy has no power. It belongs to God. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, Rabba Sata Bohu Rabaha. God has the authority to override any judgment that the enemy may be asking for concerning you, because you are not of your own. You were bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus. Oh, Rabba Sandi Borebeku. The enemy has been trying to subjugate you and bring you into a place where you follow the ways of carnality, where you follow the ways of the flesh, so that he can control, he can maintain a legal right and a legal hold over your life. But tonight we declare that that cycle is broken, for his word says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. You belong to a new family. You are not defined by the dysfunctions of where you are coming from. Every generational cycle of iniquity, we command it broken, because you are a new creature in Christ, for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. Self-destructive behavior ends today by the power of the blood in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I declare that your mind is being opened to perceive what God is doing for you in this hour. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I do not care what witch has been speaking against your life. I don't care how close they are to you. There is blood that brings separation. Somebody say hallelujah. I declare tonight that the joy of the Lord is being multiplied in your life, that the peace of God is being increased in your life, that the strength of God is being made perfect even in your weakness, that you are learning to glory in your infirmity because of what God is going to do. Oh, let the lion of the tribe of Judah roar on your behalf against your adversary. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, Rabba Sanda Bahaya. In the name of Jesus, somebody here, you are in a place where you feel you are on your own, you are surrounded. But I come in the name of Jesus to remind you, somebody say, hallelujah. I come in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach to remind you that not only is he greater, but there are many who are for you than those who are against you. And I pray as Elisha prayed for his servant, Lord, open up his eyes that he might be able to see that there are many who are for us and those who are against us. May your eyes now be open. Somebody say hallelujah. The enemy has put you in a corner and has been trying to convince you, giving you reasonable evidence to say there's no way out. You have been backed into a corner. You're going to die here. But I pray God opens up your eyes for you to know that even when you are in the darkest moment, God has made a way where there was no way. Somebody say hallelujah. There is a way that has been made for you to come out of it. There is a way. Don't throw up your hands and give up, but just God, thank God for the way that he has made. Thank God for the grace that he has given for you to be able to walk through the door that God has opened. Somebody say hallelujah. I know that in your mind you are picturing God opening a door, but can I just tell you what God is doing for you in this hour? The enemy has you surrounded, but God is surrounding the enemy with his angels. Do you hear that? The enemy has you, has encamped around you, but God is sending his angels to surround the enemy. The enemy now has to flee. Because God is fighting for you. God is fighting for you in the name of Jesus. The enemy has been beating down your faith, but today we declare a day of restoration. Oh, Rabasombe Brodabakarabahai, Okumbre Rosiria Bahai, Rembrando Turabakarabashiria, Donde Brecuria Basanahai, Rayakunda Barande Kurabaseto Kurabahai, Endo Bredikiasta, Barendo Kurabate, Ikarabandura Basitikia Bahaya, Rebrondo Lurukurabasitikiandere, Ikronda Bakarabandisteri. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Listen, this is what I hear in the spirit. The enemy has been stacking things against you, stacking things against you, stacking things against you. But tonight, right now, as we're praying, there is a rearrangement. There is a rearrangement. I saw the Spirit of the Lord taking down the things the enemy has been building to enclose you, sticking them down, sticking them down, sticking them down. As the enemy has been stacking lie over lie against you, accusation over accusation against you, but tonight it's over in the name of Jesus. It is over. It is over. It is over. It is over. The strategy of the enemy has been exposed, and God is prevailing. God, I want to say it again, God has prevailed concerning you. God has prevailed concerning you. Somebody say hallelujah. He has prevailed concerning you. I want to say it again. He has prevailed concerning you. Now, He tells us that the just shall live by his faith. Habakkuk, the just shall live by his faith. You're going to live by your faith. By faith, we know that God has emerged victorious concerning you. By faith, we know that he has made a way where there was no way. By faith, we know that he has brought you up from a low place and set you up on a high place. By faith, we know he has opened up your eyes for you to be able to see. By faith, we know he has opened up your ears for you to be able to hear the words that God is speaking over you, that you believe, you are strengthened, you have more faith to say, God, I will not give up. I am not going to let go your hand in the midst of the chaos. I'm holding on to your hand, oh God, and I know that you are bringing me out. I know you are bringing me out. I know that my letter is going to be greater than where I am right now. I know that, God, you are working things out for me. I know that, God, whatever you have in store for me is greater than what I'm experiencing right now. I know you have plans for me, God, not to do me any harm, but God, to bring me to that expected end. God, therefore, I choose in this moment, even in my pain, I choose at this moment, even in my confusion, I choose at this moment, even in the midst of the greatest darkness of my life, I choose at this moment, God, even when the enemy is going, pursuing after me with everything that he has, I choose at this moment, I choose at this moment to lift up my eyes and say, I know that my help is coming from God. I choose at this moment, like Paul and Silas in the midnight hour, to call upon your name, oh God, and say, God, indeed, you are my shield, you are my buckler, you are my defender. And to call in this moment with a praise and a song of thanksgiving to say, God, I am glad you did not leave me. I'm glad you did not forsake me. But oh God, I can shout out in the midst of my pain, yes, my Redeemer lives. I can shout in the midst of my sorrow that yes, God will restore my joy. That, oh God, I may be losing things left, right, and center, but God, I will not let that overshadow me, because I know that the greatest thing that I have, oh God, is holding on to your hand. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Listen, I will not allow the enemy to shut my voice in this hour, but I will raise up a hallelujah shout unto God in the midst of my pain. I will raise up, oh, Rabasumberi Kurabashata Bahaya, Erandabakuriabasandaba, that God, no matter what I'm going through right now, I will lift up my hands and I will just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for me. Thank you, O Lord. Halabasura bakuria baha. Erandodora basada bakuria basokuria bandekia dabaha. Rae kuda basande buria doseria. Mae katasita ukure be katarabaha. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You have to understand that the most precious thing that you carry is your faith. Because your faith will carry you through the storm. Your faith will carry you through the warfare. Your faith will carry you even when you do not know what tomorrow will be like. But I know if God carries me through the night, tomorrow there is a breaking of the dawn. The light is going to shine. Oh, I hear the word of the Lord declare, weeping may endure for a night, but joy, joy. Joy comes in the morning. So right now you may be weeping. Don't complain, but just thank God for the joy that is coming in the morning. Maybe you just need to look at yourself in the mirror and just tell yourself, don't worry, don't give up. Joy is coming in the morning. Joy is coming in the morning. I want to tell somebody here, I don't care what you're going through. Joy is coming in the morning. Joy is coming in the morning. Joy is coming in the morning. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Radaba Sombre, Kuria Bakaraba Santa Baha, in the Bura Batuse, Bekudukubo, Shakarabati Kiarabaha, in the name of Jesus. Listen, there's some things that you have to understand about God, some things you have to be understanding about God and the way that He has structured time. The enemy cannot reverse time. I want to say it again. The enemy cannot reverse time. Do you hear me? The enemy cannot reverse time. The enemy cannot keep it at midnight all the time in your life, because the progression of time is that night has to cease and morning has to come. And I'm saying to you, no matter what you're going through, remember, joy is coming in the morning. Joy is coming in the morning. Therefore, you just tell the enemy, I know what you're doing, but the morning is on its way. The morning is on its way. The morning is on its way. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, when morning comes, my tears will not be tears of sorrow anymore. They will be tears of joy. Oh, Rabba Sokuria Bandura Bakuria Bakadaba Sokuria Bandoria Bakadabastarabaha. In the name of Jesus, joy is coming in the morning. Somebody just bless His name. Magnify Him. Exalt Him. Exalt Him for being the God who has time in His hands. For being the one who tells the season what the season has to do in your life. Joy is on its way. I want to say it again. I don't know where you are, but joy is on its way. Hallelujah. Therefore, you just look and say, God, I choose to thank you now. Thank you for joy. Thank you for peace. Thank you for faith. Thank you for hope. Thank you. Thank you. Sometimes you have to realize that in the midnight hour of your crisis, God steps in to rearrange your priorities. In the midnight hour of your crisis, God shows up and rearranges your priorities, because what you have been fighting with, what you've been fighting with, has been because of misaligned priorities. Let me explain, then I'll pray some more. Because the enemy has beat you down so hard to the place where you think what is high priority is not high priority. But God is bringing a revelation to you, the rearrangement of your priorities. Because sometimes I had Bishop T.D. Jakes say this statement a while back. Sometimes you have to ask your pain, what are you here to deliver? What are you here to deliver? Because what are you here to deliver? Because sometimes pain is coming to deliver a revelation. Sometimes pain is coming to deliver a miracle. Sometimes pain is coming to deliver a breakthrough. But if you make the pain your priority, it becomes a misaligned priority. What you do is you look out for the work that the pain is supposed to deliver, and you begin thanking God for that. Watch this now, and I'm almost done. See, when a woman is about to give birth, the notification is pain. Do you hear me? The notification is pain. It's not. It's saying you are going to be in pain, but don't focus on the pain, but focus on what is about to come. So what I'm saying to somebody here, you have been at the greatest height of your pain, and the enemy wants you to focus on the height of the pain. But I want you to change your priorities, because this is the midnight hour of your pain. Because it's the midnight hour of your pain, you are no longer going into your pain, because you are halfway through the pain. That's where it is at its highest. Where you're going now, the light is going to be shining brighter and brighter and brighter. in the name of Jesus. So you thank God. You begin to thank God for the revelation that is coming. You thank God for the testimony that is coming. You thank God for the level of understanding that is coming. That's what the pain is delivering. So you thank him for that. Sometimes, like I say, the enemy wants us to focus on the pain so we can find joy. We can find joy in being defeated. But here's the thing. I will focus on what God is doing. I will focus on what God is doing. And when I focus on what God is doing, it causes a great joy to proceed from me. He has been good to me. He has been faithful. Listen, God does not leave the battlefield when it gets too hot. Stays with you. Stays with you. He hides you in his pavilion and he goes out and fights for you. And he guarantees that you are not going to be overwhelmed. You are not going to be overwhelmed. You are not going to be overcome. You are not going to be conquered, because you are an overcomer. You are a conqueror through Jesus Christ, for his praise and for his glory. For his praise and his glory. Sometimes, your pain gets to its highest because God wants to bring out a travail in you that is going to be part of your testimony. David said, I cried out unto God, and he heard my cry, and he answered my prayer. So sometimes the cry that is coming is for you to have that testimony. I cried out unto God, and he heard my cry. He heard my cry. Listen, Psalm 65. Praise awaits. This is the New International Version. Let me go to what I'm familiar with, okay? This is the New King James Version. Praise is awaiting you, O God, in Zion. And to you the vow shall be performed. O you who hear prayer, to you all flesh will come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, you will provide atonement for them. Blessed is the man you choose and cause to approach you, that he may dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, of your holy temple. By awesome deeds in righteousness you will answer, O God of our salvation, you who are the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of the far off seas, who established the mountains by his strength, being clothed with power, you who still the noise of the seas, the noise of the waves, and the tumult of the peoples, they also who dwell in the furthest parts of are afraid of your signs. You make the outgoings of the morning and evening rejoice. You visit the earth and you water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain, for so you have prepare it. You water its ridges abundantly. You settle its furrows. You make it soft with showers. You bless its growth. You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with abundance. They drop on the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered with grain. They shout for joy. They also sing. Psalm 64, and I will close. Hear my voice, O God, in my meditation. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret plots of the wicked, from the rebellion of the workers of iniquity, who sharpen their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the blameless. Suddenly they shoot at him and do not fear. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They talk of laying snares secretly. They say, who will see them? They devise iniquities. We have perfected a shrewd scheme. Both the inward thought and the heart of man are deep. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly they shall be wounded. So he will make them stumble over their own tongue. All those who see them shall flee away. All men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and trust him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. Psalm 63, O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory, because your loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches, because you have been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. But those who seek my life to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him shall glory, but the mouth of those who speak wickedness or who speak lies shall be stopped. Thank God. He is our shield. He is our defender. He is our buckler. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen, the enemy has no chance today. He has no chance today, because God is on your side and God is fighting for you. Now, I know that tomorrow, maybe not tomorrow, in the morning, this is Thursday, this is actually Thanksgiving. I want to say happy Thanksgiving to you. I hope you look up to God and you just give him thanks for being so good to you. You give him thanks for working things out in your favor. You give him thanks for bringing you this far. If God had not been on your side, where would you be right now? God has been faithful. And I want to say this to you as you're giving God thanks. Things may not have worked the way you wanted them to, but they have worked the way that God ordained them to. So you lift up your hands and just say, God, I thank you for all that you have done. I give you praise, O God. I give you glory. I give you honor. You have watched over me. You have protected me from dangers that I have seen and dangers I haven't seen. You have fought in battles for me that I have known and battles that I have never known. God, when I get to heaven, all shall be revealed that you have done for me. And I know, but oh God, my thanks will not be adequate enough to thank you, but what I can just do is to bring all of me and say thank you, thank you, thank you for being God. Thank you for being God to me. Thank you for being God over my family. Thank you for being God over my life. Thank you just for being faithful. If I had been God, I would have given up on myself. But God has never given up on me. I will hold on to his hand. I'll hold on to his hand. He has been so good. He has been so good. I had a song, I think it was by Bo Williams and his brother. It was actually Man of Standard. Man of Standard about blessing. Just want to take some time out to say thank you, Lord, for all that you have done. Thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your goodness.